Welcome! I'm Yuan Ilson.
And I'm Lincoln Murphy. And this is Impact Weekly. We're here to help you make your customers successful. Each week, we answer your most pressing customer success management questions by relying on our years of experience with companies around the world.
Let's get this going. Welcome back. It's time for Impact Weekly. Brand new question here, fresh out of the press. I'm responsible for a team of customer success managers with great domain expertise, but basically no experience in customer success. What would you have me do?
Okay.
Or recommend
me
do? I like
this.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay.
I've seen this and I recognize this from a lot of companies out there.
Yeah, it's hard to say this is a trend, but I definitely have seen this more frequently lately. One might call that a trend. We will see.
Right.
But it's interesting.
Yeah,
and I think there's a lot
definitely
to unpack here.
I just thought about it now, but maybe as SaaS and of course customer success with that is going wider and more verticals. There's almost any, wherever you look now, there is a SaaS product for each vertical. It's maybe more natural also to find customer success managers with an expertise for those different verticals. Of course, there's broad products coming out as well, but there is, yeah. I think that's probably one reason behind this happening as well.
For sure. I've seen companies, so you take horizontal products where the company has a product that has a broad spectrum of customers, but maybe they sell into healthcare, and I've seen where they will bring in people with healthcare experience to run just for that segment. And everybody else gets CSMs that just have great customer success management experience, but for that segment of customers, they get not only people with customer success management skills, but also that domain expertise. That's what we're going to talk about. Like, what should you do? It's a question. You have people
exactly.
with domain expertise. How do we get them to be great CSMs as well?
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe we should just touch on you mentioned a few already, but why do you want domain expertise? Maybe we should just zoom out on that, and can be coming from the customer side, maybe like healthcare, you expect to, if you're in the healthcare business, you expect to talk to another healthcare expert or someone with deep knowledge of that.
Right.
But it can be other reasons as well, right?
Yeah, I think there's really two things. It's either going to be customer-driven or it's going to be vendor-driven.
Yeah.
And it's either going to be something that we think that the customer would like to have, or it's going to be something that the customer has to have. We know that, and I've seen this myself in, again, healthcare, fintech. You see this in education.
Yeah.
So companies that sell into those sectors, sometimes they're insurance. Mm-hmm. I've seen where the people working with the customers have to have insurance experience, and I'm going to get it wrong, but training, certifications, things like that.
Yeah.
So they have a license is probably
yes.
more like it. So you have those, there's a pull from the customer side of, again, either we would really like to work with people that have an understanding of our industry, or we have to work with people that have experience.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you can't teach experience, right?
Right?
So if your customers need or want to work with people that have experience in an industry, they're not saying, I want to work with somebody that understands my industry. They're saying, I want to work with somebody that knows this industry, or maybe even I want to work with somebody that knows what I deal with on a day-to-day basis. I want somebody who's been there, done that, who's been sitting in this seat, who's done my job. And I've even seen it in some smaller SaaS companies that I've worked with over the years. One that I can think of in particular was in the moving and storage industry.
Right. Yeah.
And they sold a CRM or in point of sale system for that industry. And they brought in CSMs and even their head of customer success from some of their customers. They said, look, a couple of things. One, the bootstrap company, not a lot of funding. If they went for an experienced CSM from San Francisco, they couldn't afford that. And so they wanted to work with somebody that they perceived that they could trust.
Yeah. Right?
And so somebody from their own industry. And so this company that I'm thinking of hired people from their customers, and their customers therefore trusted them. Mm-hmm. There was instant rapport. And this actually really did, this was cool because it provided a new career trajectory for these people who were otherwise working in local or maybe regional, but with a, it really wasn't big company, certainly not high tech or anything like that, moving in storage companies, now moved into a role inside of a tech startup. And this could throw their career into a whole different direction in a good way.
Pretty cool.
But yeah, you get that pull from the customer. Like, I want to work with somebody that mm-hmm. understands me. And from the vendor side, I think we could actually do some really cool stuff with our customers by having people that understand. If I have CSM, if I have a team of CSMs that have been there, done that, I have this ready-made group of maybe former customers, certainly people that represent my customers that I can tap into for intel and a focus group. And so it can all work out really well, but there are some downsides to relying solely on the idea that somebody is a domain expert. This is where I think you had some really interesting thoughts before we started recording on what are the potential pitfalls of that domain expertise in this context.
So I think you point to some really good benefits and advantages of getting someone with domain expertise. But of course, and this I heard many times as well, talking with customers that have that type of background on their customer success managers, is that they don't have the customer success expertise. So they might be domain experts. And some of the pitfalls here is that as a domain expert, this back and forth, right, the ins and outs, if it's fintech or if it's manufacturing or if it's healthcare, education, all these niched verticals that are very specific. There's a few things here. One common thing is, of course, that you might end up actually doing the things for the customer because you know it so well. It's very natural for you. You jump in there and you fall into these glorified support person that actually do the things for them. Another risk is that you're so much an expert that you write them a short memo or a long memo telling them exactly how the world lies and everything they should supposed to do, and then you leave them to it. There's a few things that I think the person asking the question also probably realizes, that he has this great team now with domain expertise, but he's missing the customer success expertise, right?
Yeah. This is what's the really interesting thing about someone who we would say is a domain expert is they might be the greatest expert in their field, and they know exactly how to move from point A to point B to point C and do all this stuff themselves, but they may not be able to articulate that that well. Yep. They may not be able to motivate action in others. They may not be able to lay out the process of going from that point A to point B to point C for others to follow. And that can actually come with having done this for so long. You're able to fill in the gaps like for yourself, and you may not realize that those gaps exist in other people. You forget several years ago when you were a novice, or you were just starting out, or you were in the middle of your career, you forget what that was like. And you're just thinking of it now, like, I'm this expert. I've been doing this for 15 years. I know everything. Hopefully you're not thinking of it that way. Like, you just forget that others who are going through this might not have all that context that you have, all that, not just the context around processes and things like that, but even soft context, understanding of the environment, understanding of the market, understanding of the politics, whatever.
Yeah.
Which all these things that you have are great. That's part of the value that you as a domain expert have. But it's how do you get that out of your brain and use that to help your customers? And I think that's where, so again, to your point, you could fall into the trap of just like, move, let me do the work for you. You could fall into the trap of being some level of just support for your customers because they know that either you will do the work for them or you can just point them in the right direction, maybe at a little bit lower level than you should. And you maybe being the expert, even if you're You think you're at a point in your career where you want to be more strategic. The fact is, you've spent time doing the work, and that's maybe a natural place. And so you have a tendency to want to go back to that. So we need to make sure that you don't fall into that trap and that you're actually able to help the customer do what they need to do to be successful. And I think that's where you have to have actual customer success management skills. We need to make sure that your CSMs are trained up, that they know what to do from a customer success management standpoint, not just a domain perspective.
Exactly. And what we mean here is, of course, that being a domain expert is great, but you also need to be, in a customer success perspective, an expert on helping your customers achieve their goals. And that's not something you get by default being a domain expert. And that's where customer success skills, competences come in. I think also something that maybe is missing from the person asking the question here is also having this more of a understanding on how the business side of things work as a customer success manager, being responsible for net revenue retention, understanding the main processes around customer success, whereas it comes down to retention, expansion, even onboarding and success plans and so on.
Right.
I think there are core competences within being a great world-class customer success manager that you want to put on top of being a domain expert. And that's really where you want to get to. You have a dynamite combo there.
Yeah, you really are unstoppable at that point if you can combine those two things. I think it's an interesting thought experiment. Look, if you had just someone with just domain expertise, or you had someone that was just, not to downplay it, they don't have the domain expertise, but they have experience being a customer success manager. Which one is going to be able to help the customer more? Assuming your customers don't require that domain expertise. I think actually someone who's a good customer success manager would be better than someone who just has domain expertise, because a good CSM, and certainly world-class CSMs, are the ones that can help the customer move from point A to point B to point C, that takes into consideration all of the things that you were just talking about in terms of the business reasons for doing this. They're able to ensure that the customers are on this path to success. They've done the goal discovery. They've employed joint accountability. They've made sure that the customer is set up for long-term success. Right. They handle onboarding. They've gone through that process to ensure that the customer is truly set up for success coming into adoption, and that they fully adopt in the different ways that we talk about adoption, breadth and depth. And they start using the product in a way that's aligned with their goals. And we're constantly realigning on the goals and all of that, blah, blah, blah. Someone that has that experience as a customer success manager, I think, is going to be much better at helping the customer be successful than someone that simply has domain expertise.
Yes.
That said, and to your point, if you can stack those two things, or you can overlay that domain expertise on that world-class CSM foundation, oh man, that now you're talking.
Yes. But I think that's, because then you can use the domain expertise to really help the customer, as you said, identify their business goals. You will be in a better position to talk to stakeholders, to talk to all the people on the customer side that you need to have involved, engaged in all the things you need to do. And you will have the cultural understanding on how to drive and help them change behaviors. But you will have the foundation from customer success, where you understanding on how you have to work through this, and how you have to get them actually to change. By using joint accountability, by using all these things that a great customer success manager does.
Yeah. It's really interesting when we work with companies that have domain experts, or when we've had a few come through Impact Academy training who had a lot of experience in their industry. When you start going through the training to be a customer success manager, you start looking at all of the different things that make up customer success management, all of the stuff that we've already laid out in the domain experts, it starts to, their eyes open and they start yes. seeing all the different ways that they can take this experience and this expertise that they have and mm. plug it in to the framework that is customer success management. And it's just mm. really interesting. You really notice it's exciting kind of. It's almost like, okay, I've been there, done that. Man, now I can do something even cooler. And that's helped yeah. others in my field reach their goals. And maybe, yeah, yeah. it's through this product that my company sells, but I'm helping them achieve their goals. It's just really yeah. interesting to see that happen.
Yeah, it's a lever. It's a leverage, basically. They can multiply their domain expertise in the right way, basically. They get more efficient. And they basically also, we've seen many domain expertise-based CSM struggle as well. They don't get the impact they want before they come in, and right? Yeah. They have issues. They are working more reactively and so on. And if they can make the jump, as you say, they light up, they see the matrix, and they start doing what they... Yeah, we solve basically a lot of the problems there by adding the customer success framework on top of the domain expertise.
Totally. Yeah. You brought something up there that I think is really interesting, in that if you're a domain expert and you're not able to help your customer be successful, that's going to be super frustrating.
Yes.
Because I know what I'm doing. I've been there. I've done that. And so I'm thinking back to some of the people that have come through Impact Academy, and what they've brought up, we know that that does happen, where it's, I should be able to help.
Yeah.
Right? I should be able to use this experience that I have. And yeah, you know what? You should. But why would you expect to just be able to do that magically? And I think there is an expectation. And I think there's probably an expectation from hiring managers and from heads of customer mm-hmm. success and anybody else that's, hey, we brought in these domain experts. Why are they not delivering the results that we want? These are the best people in their field, and our NRR is not growing, our retention is not going up, there's still contraction at renewal, we're not expanding. What's going on there? What's going on there is you have experts in their domain, but they don't know how to be customer success managers. And then you can also look at, maybe there's turnover in these CSMs because it's a frustrating experience, because they're not trained up, they haven't upskilled or reskilled to become CSMs. They're just domain experts thrown into a situation to work with customers, and they don't have the frameworks and all of that
yes.
to do. And I think that's probably more frustrating. This is conjecture. I'm making an assumption here, but I'm going back to some of the conversations that we've had over the years. I would guess that is exceptionally frustrating. Just, I don't understand why I'm not being successful here. Maybe, and then it goes into, why am I not being given the tools and all of that? So it's frustrating to everybody involved. It's probably frustrating from the customer standpoint too, beyond simply, I'm working with this vendor and I'm not reaching my goals. There may be even an added layer of, I'm working with someone with 15 years experience in the industry and I'm not achieving my goals.
Right.
So now this is extra frustrating, or maybe it's for the customer, is there something wrong with me? I'm feeling even worse about this because so like when you have an expert, perhaps expectations go up even more than they would normally be. And so we really need to make sure that if you're going to rely on domain experts, that's awesome. All just right. make sure that they have the customer success management foundation.
Exactly.
That's critical.
I think you said it there, actually. That's a great summary. But let's, anyways, to this person now, what we recommend the person do. You have a great setup. I think we all agree on that. So let's summarize these our three takeaways to this person. So I'll start here. And I think we said it, but reiterate, basically, you have a great advantage having domain experts, but make sure that they are strategic advisors and not doing the work for the customer. That's number one.
Yeah. And number two is very much related to that, which would be just making sure that your CSMs, in this case, they're the domain experts, but they're still CSMs. So we need to make sure that they understand how to help customers achieve their goals.
And the last part here is that you need to, asking this question, I think, is the first step. But the second step to this is basically you need to upskill them, not in the domain, they have that, but in customer success. Make sure they have the toolbox. You can get that from Impact Academy. Check out our programs. We have a retention program starting soon. But these type of skills and competences will bring them to the next level. As we said already, you have the perfect setup. Just make sure they become customer success experts as well. That's it for today. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back next week.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do you want to bring your customer success to the next level? Check out Impact Academy. We have training programs for customer success managers and for leaders in customer success.